You are on.
Asylum Hill Congregational Church is a perfect example of what we mean when we say architecture speaks. Without seeing the sign in front, you might guess that this structure was a Catholic church, and this would be with good reason. The church was built in 1865 from the designs of New York architect Patrick Keeley, an architect known for Catholic churches, and the architect for what we would consider the architectural cousin of this church, St. Peter's and St. Anthony, which is located just down the hill at the corner of Church and Ann Streets. So what is this building telling us? Well, it's not your grandmother's congregational church. The founding members of this congregation had a more liberal approach to theology, as opposed to the more stern puritanical origins of the congregational religion. First services were held in this church just weeks after Lee's surrender at Appomattox. It's built of Portland brownstone in a Gothic design. The founding members, most of whom were wealthy inhabitants of the hill, earned them the nickname the Church of the Holy Speculators by Mark Twain. In 1912, extensive interior decorations occurred under the designs of Allen and Collins, Boston architects. This included a master plan for the installation of 13 stained glass windows, also a departure from the austere colonial meeting house design.
Sorry, can I bother you for